streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Miss Erica Kane. Although the incarceration of celebrities like Lil' Kim, DeBrat, DMX, Lindsay Lohan, and a host of others have made serving time acceptable in today's culture, formerly incarcerated R&B and hip-hop songstress Erica Kane is determined to make sure that people know the real deal about the conditions in prison and that they don't get caught up in the hype. Kane, a second-generation offender who did a one-year bid for weapons charges, released a public service announcement called Think Before You Act, expressing the shame and humiliation associated with being locked away in hopes of inspiring young people to make better life decisions. So we're going to hear her story tonight, and before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, I would like to say hello to everyone who tunes into our show every Wednesday night, and without further ado, we're going to go to Miss Erica, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this thing started. Hold on. Welcome to the show, Miss Erica.
Hi, how are you? Well, you guys, how are you guys?
We're great. You can go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the world, and we'll get started with the interview.
Well, hello, world. I am Erica Kane, and what else more is there to say? I have a new single out, Heart for Sale, but I guess we'll get to that later. But I am the one that they call Erica Kane.
Sounds good, then, you know. And with that being said, we're going to kick Miss Erica's first single off right now, you know what I mean, Heart for Sale, and then we're going to be right back with her to tune in to some great questions. But we're going to kick that single off right now. Be right back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it with the one and only, Miss Erica, with the Heart for Sale hot single. And we're going to go right into the interview. And Miss Erica, Think Before You Act is a warning to young people. And tell us what was so important about getting this message out with this here.
It was important because I do have little sisters, and I work in, like, the school, so I know how it is, and I've been through it. So it was important because, like, I've been through it, and I don't want to see young African-American or any of that sort, anyone go through prison and have to go through those types of situations because it's really not worth it.
Right, right. And what made you start rethinking your life in the time of sitting in them gates for a year?
What made me rethink it was having to see the people that suffered from my actions. Not only did I suffer and have to do the time, but, like, other people suffered because of my actions, like my grandmother, my little sisters, my friends, all my family for that sense and the nature. So that gave me a lot of time to think about things that I did and what was done.
Right, right. That's a great one, you know. And what would you say to these youngsters today that's headed down that wrong road and not thinking right now about what's real?
As they says at the end, you have to think before you act because your actions always have repercussions and consequences behind them.
Right, exactly, you know. And during your incarceration, did you think that by your parents being incarcerated played a role in your situation down the line?
I wouldn't say my parents played a role in my incarceration. I think that was all me. I can't blame other people for my actions. So I would have to take full blame for it. I don't blame anyone else being incarcerated before me or anything. I think that was something I did on my own, so no.
Sounds good, and that answer right there lets youngsters know right now that don't blame nothing on the next individual. You have to put all blame on self when self do something to hurt self. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yes, and I want to get into your music a little bit. You know, tell us who are some of your music influences since you've been doing the music thing and before?
To start off, Whitney Houston, may she rest in peace. Brandy, Monica, Fantasia, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Beyonce, if I didn't say her. Who else? There's so many. Kiki
Wyatt.
A lot
of the greats.
I know, right? Yeah. So that was just to name a few.
Right, you know, and that's a good thing because a lot of these youngsters don't have no one to look up to half of the time, whether it's into musical or whether it's just a person that know how to build a house or, you know, do something positive. So we have to keep putting that positive to net out there as well. So that's a great one, you know. And tell the audience a little bit about your experience with American Idol as a teenager, you know, auditioning for them.
Yeah, of course. American Idol, it's so much you go through. I stood in line from 1 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My number was 1,591. You have to sleep. I slept on the Brown Stadium floor, and what else? They played, like, karaoke. They sung all night, and they woke you up at 4 o'clock in the morning so everyone could get in the bathroom and be ready by 9 to audition. So 9 o'clock hit, and they were going by numbers. And thank God, I must have prayed very hard because it started raining. If it didn't rain, I would have really been the 1,591st person to audition. And they went by sections after the rain cleared, and I was like the third or fourth, the second or third section. And when I went, it was me, my cousin, and a friend of mine at the time, and
we went up and I saw how they did things. It was either they clipped your bracelet or they gave you a paper. So my cousin started thinking they clipped her bracelet. My friend started thinking they clipped her bracelet, and I sung, and they stopped me. And I put out my arm, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm waiting on you to clip my bracelet. He's like, no, you're going to the next level, and he gave me the paper. So the next level happened, and I tried out in front of executive producers. And I went in front of Nigel, and he said, sing, what are you singing? I'm like, Alicia Keys, Fallin'. And he's like, okay, sing. So I sing. He says, stop. He says, sing another song. And I sing another song. And he's like, well, unfortunately, you're not going to the next level. And I just break down crying in the middle of the floor. He's like, okay, I'm just kidding. You're going to the next level. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to the next level. And the next level is like a month later. And the next month, I'm in front of Randy Hall assignment and the guest judge, LL Cool J. And LL Cool J is like, okay, she can sing. They're like, sing. So I'm singing, and they stop me. They say, sing another song. So I sing another song, and they stop me again. And Paula's like, well, I think she's too young. I think she should come back next year. And Simon is like, well, I think she spends 90% of her time dressing and not enough time singing. I don't think she should make it to the next level. So I'm like, oh, God, the mean one. I should have known it was going to be him. So I still have the potential of two people saying, yes, I should go to Hollywood. So Randy says, well, I think she should go to Hollywood. LL Cool J says, I think she should go to Hollywood, too. So I don't know how they randomly decided I didn't go to Hollywood. So I went out. I cried. I was so mad. So LL Cool J's manager had came out, and he was like, well, let me tell you something. He's like, can I tell you something? I'm like, what? He's like, stop being so mean, first of all. And he's like, well, I'm going to tell you this. The reason you didn't make it to Hollywood was because a girl came in before you, and you guys looked familiar, and you guys sounded just alike. So I didn't make it to Hollywood, and the reasoning was because of the girl that sounded like me and looked like me as well. So, but it was an experience to have, but would I do it again? No, just because I'm in a comfortable position as far as my career right now, and if you don't make it to top 12, I don't think it's ever worth it.
Right, right, and that's a good thing. Because now, you know, you going through what you went through, you can share that with others like you just did to let them understand if you really want something in life, you got to keep pushing at it. So that was really great to put that out there, you know. And also, if you had to work with a particular artist, who would you want to work with now or in the future?
I would want to work with everybody just to know that I had that experience. But the first person I would want to work with would be Jay-Z. I just hope
and
I can
would
that experience.
And why would it be the Jigga? Yeah, and why would you pick Jigga to be the first?
It would be Jay because I saw him in concert like a month ago. And like his presence is like, it's just so demanding. And he's just a dope lyricist overall. Like when he raps, he's letting you know what it is and what it isn't. Like, I'm just like an overall fan of Jay, period. I've been a fan since Reasonable Doubt, thanks to my stepfather. And I'm young, so for me to know, like, I'm going way back with Jay. I just respect him as an artist, period. Well, he's an icon. He doesn't even fall in that category of like an artist no more. He's like a legend. He's an icon, and I would be like honored to work with him. That would be like the hugest blessing God could bless me with.
That sounds like a winner, yeah, because Jigga definitely is the man, you know. I followed his whole career, you know, from back in the day to where he at now. So he's definitely been truly blessed at his craft and his talent, you know. So if someone would like to get in contact with you, how would they do that? You know, someone wants to contact you.
You can follow me on Erica Kane, E-R-I-K-A-K-A-Y-N-E. Instagram, only one, O-N-L-Y, the number one, Erica Kane, E-R-I-K-A-K-A-Y-N-E. My YouTube and my Facebook is the same as only one Erica Kane. Well, I have about three Facebooks now. One of them are Erica Kane, and the other two are only one Erica Kane. So Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, but if you want to get in touch with me as far as working business-wise, you will go to virusentertainment@gmail.com and send an email. But
other than that, that's how you get in touch with me.
Sounds like a winner, you know. And let's talk about the great name that you get. You know, how did you come up with that name, you know, Erica Kane?
It's crazy because my stepfather's been calling me that since a kid, but I was fortunate to work with somebody who worked for the radio station a while back, and we were trying to figure out me a name, and he's like, well, what about Erica Kane? Why don't you just stick with that? And I'm like, hey, works for me. So it was either E-Love, which my stepfather called me, or Erica Kane, and Erica Kane has stuck ever since.
Right, and that's what you bring to the people. You know, a great, unique style, and now you got Erica Kane as the stage name, you know. And when people see you in performing and doing your thing, how do you bring your presence to the people to feel what you feel?
I mean, overall, my music is going to bring them and attract their attention because I'm speaking real. Like, I am everything that I sing about, I've been through. So I'm singing about experience, and I think everyone experiences the things that I sing about. So they're automatically attracted. But my presence speaks for myself. I'm just a powerhouse, period.
There it is, then. You answered that right on the one. So, hey, we're kicking it live right here with Miss Erica Kane right now, and we're going to go to her next track called Go Stupid, and we're going to be right back with the one and only Erica Kane.
Stupid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the Streets and Love You Back Hottest Radio Show Worldwide. And we're kicking it with the one and only Miss Erica Kane in the house, and we're going to go right back to her. Hey, hey, Miss Erica, you know, I want you to get into that right there. That's a hot track right there, Go Stupid. How did you come up with that hot track right there?
Go Stupid, it speaks for itself. Like, I'm speaking about a man. Like, females are always silly over males, and I'm telling you, like, I go stupid about you, but nobody in their right mind would really go through this. Like, everybody goes through that. I think I just speak about experience overall, so. Just speaking
right,
over
right.
experience.
And that's what's happening, you know? So, hey, we got the lines
right.
lit up for you, Miss Erica. So we're going to go to a few callers and see if they got something to say to you. And also your label owner is going to be on here tonight too as well, Mr. Charles, correct?
That's dope, yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. Well, we're going to go to a caller, got the last four digits, 0490. Caller, you on the air? All right, caller with 0490, you on the air. Okay, I guess they just want to listen, Miss Erica. We'll go to the next caller.
Okay.
All right. All right, next caller, your last four digits is 9444, you on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine.
Yeah, appreciate you calling in. You got a question for Miss Erica?
Yes, I do. My question for her is how does she basically, you know, keep herself motivated on her music when it's hard to kind of find, like, a support system and to do stuff financially, like, as far as, like, studio time and, you know, things like that?
Staying motivated and grounded, I think my fans keep me grounded overall. Like, when they hit me up on Twitter and they tell me, like, oh, my God, you motivate me. You got me through this relationship breakup. You get me through this. You get me through that. That keeps me hard on my job, makes me work harder, and it motivates me to want to keep doing it and doing it because I know that I'm changing somebody's life. If it's not just 10 people, if it's just one, that's fine with me. And I think that's overall, like, my fans keep me motivated. But I do have the support system around me. But for those that don't have a support system, I mean, after you – have that fan base and you're going to have a support system overall, period, with your family, your friends, even if it's just that one friend, that's enough support system to keep you pushing on what you want to do. And I think that would be my answer to that. I think everybody around me keeps me motivated, but most of all, my fans do.
Okay. And I just wanted to make a comment and say, like, I've absolutely been watching you for, like, a while, like, as far as, like, when you was on your YouTube and, you know, doing your little subscribes and stuff like that, and you made so much progress, and I can honestly say you give me so much motivation because, like, I never seen a woman coming from Ohio, you know, that's just so, you know, popular. Like, your song, I think it was I Don't Want Nobody Else. That was my first song I heard, you know, by you. And all the girls had it on their ringtones, on their phones. You know, it was just motivating because, like, I never, like I said, saw a woman coming from, you know, Cleveland at that.
Right,
that's just so
right.
popular. So I just want to say I support you and I see you and I love your music and I wish you the best.
And I really appreciate all the love and support. It means a lot to me. And like you said, what's my support? What's my motivation? You just motivated me to keep pushing and keep on working. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And my Instagram name is Dawed Up. You probably saw me several times comment, but that's me. That's speaking.
Okay, I got to make sure. I make sure I comment back, so I know I comment back, don't I?
Yeah, you comment back.
Okay, I'll make sure I keep showing love, and you do the same. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, that's all good. We appreciate you calling in tonight.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mama.
All right. Miss Erica, we're going to go to another call. This one right here got all triple ones. So all triple ones, you're on air.
Triple ones, you there? I don't even play the lottery,
yeah,
but I think
I'm going to
play that.
You calling, you on air. Okay, I guess they wanted to just listen to me, Shane. All right, then. Was Charles coming on the line tonight with you, Miss Erica Kennedy?
He's on. He's on. Call his name. He's going to
okay,
pop up somewhere.
Okay, what's his last four digits of his phone number?
His last four of his number? 04.
Yeah, what's the last?
Zero.
Okay, well, that was him I was trying to get on the line then. Let me go back to him.
Okay.
Hold on, Ms. Kane.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Charles, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, my brother. How you feeling out there?
I'm good. I can't complain. I'm here in New York waiting to see if this snow's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen. But other than that, I'm good.
Okay, my man, you know, we're going to get right into it. You know, we see that you are a two-time Grammy Award winning producer and everything, and you had a long career in the music industry and worked with several you know, big heavy hitters in the game, you know, and just want to ask you, how did you get involved with Miss Erica Kane?
Well, a good friend of mine that I've known for years in the business, PJ Pam Jones, introduced me to her. She said, you know, she wasn't really interested in management anymore. She was a longtime Warner Brothers rep in promotions, and she had managed an artist, and the experience wasn't that favorable for her. So she knew about Erica, and Erica had like a real grassroots campaign going in Cleveland, and people in the hood felt her, and the whole city was behind her. All the DJs felt her, and she was like, this girl's really been hustling hard. And Erica had contacted PJ because she had liked the job that she had did with the prior artist, because they were kind of like in competition. But so once she realized that PJ wasn't working with that artist, she said, you know, would you help me? And PJ was like, no, I can't, but I might introduce you to someone that could help you, and I'll just make the, you know, the introduction and go from there. And once we, you know, decided to work together, I gave her a song, and she recorded it on her own, and I liked it. And I told her, you know, next time I come to Canton, because I have a studio there, that, you know, come down and check us out, and, you know, we'll see what we can make happen. She came. We talked a little bit. I told her what we expect at Virus Entertainment, and she said she would, you know, be agreeable to that. And I said, well, now let's go down to the studio, because it don't matter if you're not doing any music. It's like, it's all in the music. And she did a song called Limited Edition. I don't know what we're going to do with that song, but, if, you know, we might put on a mixtape or, you know, with our album when it comes out as a bonus track or something. But the song was amazing. Like, she just nailed it in, like, you know, an hour. And I was like, oh, that's on and popping. And we've been rocking ever since.
That sounds like a winner, you know what I'm saying? And the tracks that we just heard, Go Stupid and Hard for Sale, is definitely hot tracks, and we're going to be spinning them right here on the Speechless Lovely Back radio show as well, because I'm loving them right now as well. And let's talk a little bit about your studio. You have your own studio up there in Manhattan District, correct?
In Canton, Ohio, we have a studio. I have a partner with my partner, Chester Wilson. We went to college together. We went to Morehouse. I'm a Morehouse man, and he has this studio called The Doctor's House, because he's a dentist, and he's like the biggest dentist in Canton, Ohio, has like 49,000 patients, and he's a really good guy, and he's just always had an inquisitive nature to the music business, and he'd, you know, watch my career, and he came to visit me back at my studio in New York and told me he wanted to be in the music business, and I told him, well, you know, go for it. And then we got together a couple of years later, and he still was at it, and he really wasn't having the success that I felt he should deserve. And I said, you know what? I shut my studio down. Let's, you know, do the partner thing with your studio. I'll bring my producers in, and we'll really put this studio to good use. And we've been rocking for now like 2 years, and, you know, we're doing with Erica, and, you know, we've got a lot of producers, Case Boogie and Big Nate and Quaid and songwriters, Mr. Deo and Tia Hink, and we're building a nice little team. You know, really, really happy with what's going on.
Yeah, that's what's happening then, you know. And also let us know, Charles, you know, how was the industry changed, and what do artists need to do to make it in this 2014 and beyond?
Well, in 2014 and beyond, the main thing for any artist in any period or era is to constantly keep recording and constantly keep having a catalog. When you think about a Stevie Wonder, you think of his catalog, how extensive it is, you know, Talking Book and Inner Visions and Michael Jackson and Off the Wall and Bad and Thriller. That's what it is, because the fans are, like, insatiable. They're always hungry for the stars that they like. So when you give them a hit record, you don't want to be a one-hit wonder. You want to keep feeding the public. So with Erica, every time we've come to do recording sessions, we'll, like, book, like, a week, week and a half. We'll do 30 records each time in, like, a week. So she has, like, over 120 records recorded, you know, and all you need is one to hit. And so once that one hit, and I think Art for Sale is doing really well. We've been picking up stations as we go, getting interviews. People are loving her PSA. We'll just keep feeding them. We have another record called Holes in the Couch. We have the four records that you have. I mean, that's the thing. Just constantly keep working, and the more you work, you're perfecting your craft, and you're getting better. Sometimes artists think, you know, it's fly to say, oh, I've only been doing this a month, and now I just had a hit record and I'm on. That shows ignorance. That shows a lack of preparation, that you're really not serious about this. And so why would anybody take their money, especially in this economy, to support you when you'll say something like, I only have a couple of records, I've only been doing this a month. You want to see someone that's been dedicated to their craft, that's been doing this for years. And then when you go to see them, you can feel their struggle, you can feel their passion, you can feel their commitment to music. That's what I would say most artists do. So if you say you've got 10 records cut, well, I've got 10 records, I'm not a star, I quit. You'll never make it. Keep recording. If you want a washboard stomach, you have to do sit-ups every day. The
My
more
man.
You do, the better you get.
The more the results come out, the more you keep working at whatever you're trying to do, which that's truly a great point, Charles. And exactly. You are what you eat, you know, definitely. And we know that you have worked with Tyrese and Faith Hill and other big artists as well.
Faith
Evans as well. And, you know, when you come working with newcomers before, you know, how is it when you get to working with newcomers, getting them into the business, you know, how do that work with you?
Well, every artist, whether it was Faith or Tyrese, like we wrote Sweet Lady for him, he was just specially off the Coke commercial. We started working with him. He was a newcomer. You see those for us, you know, what I look for, I see that potential. There's a certain quality that I will work with the artist. So it's like almost like a football coach that know how to run his system, like a Bill Parcells or a Bill Belichick. They might say, okay, my wide receivers have to run a 40 in under 4.2, 4.3. You know what I'm saying? My linebackers have to be able to bench 300 pounds. There's certain criteria that an artist has to have, and when I see that, then I'm like, okay, he has the potential. Now does he have the work ethic, and can they fit into the system? And, you know, if it's something like the record company hires me, then I'll just do a one-off or something like that. But if it's someone that I'm going to really take under my wing and mentor, they have to have a certain amount of characteristics and qualities that I know are always equated to success. And when I first got with Erica, I saw those qualities. She just needed to be nurtured, and she just needed a home and people that were going to commit to her the same way she is committed, and she had never found that prior to getting with us.
That sounds like definitely like a winner, you know. And last but not least, Charles, you know, what advice would you give to some of these artists that's not yet in the music game yet, but looking to get in it? What advice would you give them?
To practice, to be proficient, to be persistent, and to use social media, because we live in a world where if you can, you know, if you have a certain type of camera, you can make a YouTube video that could go viral and people could notice you. There's an artist that we're working with as part of the family. His name is Daniel DeBerg. He did a lot of YouTube videos, and he has like 140,000 subscribers. His videos get like 20 million hits. and he just kept making really good videos, really good covers, and it got acknowledged, it got noticed, and got to me, and I was like, yo, we got to put this guy on the team. He's like a Robin Thicke meets Justin Timberlake meets Miguel, and he just kept doing his YouTube videos. That's one of the things that Erica did to get notoriety in the Cleveland area. She was making YouTube videos and just using social media and social marketing to put herself out there, because if you've got a connection, if you've got internet, if you've got a smartphone, you're connected to the world. The internet collects people all over the globe, not just in New York, Cleveland, or L.A. You're reaching people in Dubai. You're reaching people in Denmark. You're reaching people in Australia. And you can get all those fans, and they're looking, they're hungry for the next big thing. So just get out there, you know, make yourself heard.
And that's definitely the key right there, Charles, and I definitely agree. You know, nowadays we're living in the world, like you said, back in the day, you know what I mean? Wasn't no internet or social media. You had to really, really get out here and get noticed with a record label to get a distribution deal or P&A deal, you know. But nowadays you can sit at home and have your own deal. But the only thing you got to do is have a great sound and people loving what you're giving them, you know, and that's what time it is. So that was a great, great, you know, message right there to the people, you know. Any shout-outs or last words you'd like to give the viewers, Charles, or websites, anything?
The only shout-out I would say is, you know, listen to Heart for Sale, request it on your local radio stations, and Erica can tell you all of her social media outlets, because I don't know, memorize them, but she does. And that's it. If any shout-out I have, it's about promoting Erica. Because I'm not interested in being a star. I'm interested in making stars. I don't take pictures. I very rarely do interviews, but, you know, I'm here to help promote Erica in any way I can, and it's all about Erica.
That's what time it is, Brother Charles, and we really appreciate you coming on the show, and we're going to go back to Miss Erica Kane and have her shout out all her information again. And we got another caller before we go back to Ms. Kane. You hold tight, Mr. Charles, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, be right back at you. Hey, we right back with the one and only Ms. Erica Kane. Ms. Erica, we got another guest would like to say something to you, so we're going to bring him on the air.
Okay.
All right. We got caller 5380, last four digits. You're in the house.
Hey, boy, and Lucinda, how's it going over there?
Hey, how you doing, family out there in Cali, man? What's good?
Oh, man, you know I had to call in, man. It's been a while, but I had to call in and support you guys as well as Miss Erica Kane, man.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate that.
That's not a problem. I just wanted to call in and let her know, keep doing what she's doing, because I heard her, she did like a remake of Carrie Hilson, Make Love, as well as Trey Songz, Can't Be Friends. And it's like when you got talent like that, that's like priceless. So just keep pushing forward.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. I see you went way back when you said Carrie Hilson. So you went way back in the archives.
Yeah. And it's kind of like I was like, yeah, you know, it's crazy how, you know, you got these people that have these real voices versus these people that go in the studio and they have just straight studio voices. So, I mean, you're going to kill them. You've been killing them. You know, your YouTube channel was, like, crazy with, like, stupid hits. I mean, anytime you get them, like, 66,000, 70,000, 80,000 hits on a song, man, just don't never stop doing what you're doing because you got the overall package.
Thank you, and I definitely won't. I think, like I told the last caller, like, It's people like them that keep me motivated to keep on pushing, and you definitely motivated me even more to keep on pushing because you definitely went in the archives on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a music type of person. You know, you'll have a person, they might have like one or two songs that's cool, and then the rest of their song is like boo-boo. Anytime you can make a song and be playing with your listeners and be for real playing, and it's just on a professional level. And then when you get professional, like the ABC video, that's like stupid crazy right there.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Shout out to Talk Guy, the director behind that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what's up, man. And I'm going to send you, on your fan page, I'm going to send you a message through your fan page on Facebook. And what I'll start doing is I'll introduce you to my fans, my family, where you got more people in Cali that's, like, listening to your stuff. And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You a black person, so it's only right that I promote you. Plus, you got talent. So that's Mando.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the love.
Nah, that's not a problem at all.
I'll make sure I will return the love back at you.
So I appreciate it. So when you see a request from Arthur Robert Womack, that's me.
Okay, definitely.
So, yeah, I will definitely do that for you. And then on the extended note, because Rob and Lucinda, them like my brothers and sisters, man. When I was first coming up, they showed not only me, but a whole bunch of other people love that I know that, you know what I'm saying, sometimes they don't return that love. I write for Examiner.com, so if you need me to do a feature on you, it's no charge to you. Just get with me. I'll do a feature on you. I'll send you the link to my Examiner.com, and that's due to them showing me love. So I got to pay it forward.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's love for real.
So
really
I'll send you all
that
information.
Man,
I won't take up too much time because I know there's more people that want to call in and show you love. But Rob and Lucinda, I love you guys over there, man, and I appreciate everything that you do, not only for me, but for people, period.
Hey, we love you too, fam, like always. And like I say, when we in Cali, we're hit back at you. You know, we hit
and
miss
the
last
time
we
were back
there.
I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Roscoe's on you this time.
Yeah,
Roscoe's on you this time.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to make that good effort, man. You know what I'm saying? I just be having them little photo shoots, but I want to take a bunch of pictures with you guys anyway.
Okay, family. It's all
okay,
love, man.
Guys,
send out much love to your missus as well.
I got you, man. You guys have a great night. And, Erica, you keep doing your thing over there, man. Don't never give up.
Thank you. You do the same, love.
All right.
All right, bro. Peace. All right, Miss Atkins, it's going down tonight, and we just wanted to say any last words or any shout-outs you'd like to give. And we've been blasting your video out as well through our Twitter and our Streets of Love You Back Movement page. And, you know, we'll be spinning both of your songs here on the radio show. And anything else that your people need to send me, just shoot it at me. And we'll get to spinning them, you know. So we're going to show love over here as well.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I want to give a shout-out to my whole team, Virus Entertainment, to my city, Cleveland. Shout-out to you guys for having me. Shout-out to my fans, everybody who's listening. I really appreciate all the love and support. It really means a lot to me. I'm very humbled by it. And I love everybody, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Erica. This is Lucinda, and I'm a little under the weather tonight, so I've kind of let Rob talk the whole time, but I just wanted to say thank you for coming on, and we really appreciate you. And I saw your Facebook page, and you have something coming up February 15th. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I have something coming up the 14th and the 15th. The 15th is really just like I'm going to be at a place called Legends, just showing my love and support. And the 14th, I'll be in Akron, Ohio, doing a meet and greet with TJ. He's from Z1079, so that'll be happening. And everything else there can be updated on my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. So I thank you for paying attention to that, even though that means a lot to me.
Yeah. We'll be up in Cleveland. The phone is breaking up a little bit. What were you saying?
I said I appreciate you for having me. I hope you get better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was going to say we're going to be up in Cleveland. I think it's April 5th for a youth conference that we're going to be speaking at. So I don't know how close or far you are, but maybe one of these days we can hook up there.
Definitely. Do lunch. I would love to just sit in on your youth summit.
Okay. We'll keep you informed on it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charles, for coming on as well, and I'm going to turn the mic back over to Rob. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We done had a great, great night tonight, and I just want to send a big shout-out to my man Charles and his whole team, and Erica Kane and the whole team, and we'll be spinning her songs right here at the Streets of Love You Back radio show. So make sure any songs you would like spin, just email them to us on the MP3 like you did with the other two joints, and we're going to spin that track one more time for the people, you know, that Heart for Sales. We're going to spin that one more time before we depart with Miss Erica Kane. So hold tight. We're going to roll with that once again. But we're doing it big and we're doing it live with Miss Erica Kane, one and only. Right back, Heart for Sale again.
I feel stupid, giving you all my trust, but even
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and we're kicking it with the one and only Miss Erica Kang, and she putting it down, and we had to go out with that hot track tonight, you dig, Hard for Sale, and we just want to say, hey, we're sending you much love out there, Miss Erica, and keep doing what you're doing, and don't stop, and keep bringing the fans that good music, and keep bringing the youth that good education out there and educating them, you know. So we send them much love your way as always.
Thank you so much, boy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks once again
for
having me.
Oh, it's all good. Thank you so much. And you stay in touch with us, and you and Charles keep doing what y'all doing, and God bless y'all.
I definitely will. You do the same.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, we got my man in the house. What's up, G.I.?
Hey, good greeting and salutation to everybody, man. Just listening to that song, man. That's a nice song from Erica Kane, man.
Yeah,
going,
yeah,
going
you know.
Getting the back
you already
the
know it, man.
Yeah, getting in a little
yeah,
late,
we,
man.
You know, we
know
finna, yeah.
Playing catch-up.
We finna take it on out like we usually do, so we're going to go into a few things, and we're going to be right back with my man, G.I., you know?
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I., FreeGIProject.org, the FreeGIProject.org.
Shh. 9-11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21, they know some of us know, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire is pointed in. These are my current events. Infowar.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say, they ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here, no one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drop food. Verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. With the war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones. I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. Armed with knowledge and history, and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. They're strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. Fumble and fall. Run and crawl. Against the snakes in the grass, we gotta stand tall. The song's a warning shot. We are coming, that is all. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. That's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I made a decision. Let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bitches. We ain't gonna be your punks. We ain't gonna be your tricks. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick. Little girl, get back. Take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike. Like those from coast to coast and sea to shining sea. We won't stand for this. No, none of your tyranny. If a war, information.
isolation. And the planet's a prison.
What side are you on?
Let's make a decision. I've
made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Cut by the grid.
Baby, yeah. Like an eagle waiting, like a bird standing. down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we had a hot guest tonight, Miss Erica Kane, and she did her thing. And definitely make sure you go check out on all her social media soundtracks that she's popping. We're going to go back to my man, G.I. What's good with you, G.I.?
Oh, man, I'm just giving thanks and praise each and every time to be able to join in. On y'all on this Wednesday night, you know, The Streets Don't Love You Back movement. Always in my heart and always on my mind, you know. We stay on the grind here.
I'm appreciating that. Man. You know, any shout outs you'd like to give to your fans out here, G.I.?
Well, yeah, I just want to, you know, send a shout out to everybody in Ohio, California, New York, in Atlanta, you know, in Florida, all around the world. You know, it's global. All the time, you know, the freegiproject.org. Check it out, you know, we're trying to get the, we got the petition drive going, you know, and The Streets Don't Love You Back's really been helping me. We gathering these names, man, and I appreciate everything that you and Ms. Lucinda's doing, brother.
Hey, we appreciate that, man. You know, give them that pension, you know, where they can go sign that at.
They can find it at the freegiproject.org. Scroll down and you'll see the petition for freedom and justice for the Free GI Project. All you got to do is click on the petition, you know, go ahead and put your name and your email address and press it and sign in. And then we appreciate it. You know,
we need
like 500 more signatures and we'll be complete, ready to go. Like I said, I appreciate this movement, man. It's helping me out a lot.
Hey, we appreciate you, my brother, you know, and you stay down and stay blessed. And also we want everybody to know, don't forget our 67th annual Golden Gloves event coming up March 7th, 8th, and 9th here in Arizona at the Mesa Event Center, Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona. Don't forget to check us out, and it's going down as usual. And also don't forget to check us out at the website, The Streets Don't Love You Back. com. If you haven't got my books yet, get a copy of that Streets Don't Love You Back book, How the Movement Got Started, and that book is about my life story growing up in Detroit, Michigan, and also get a copy of my Never Hit a Woman book. It's about domestic violence against women and kids and men as well, you know, and it is what it is, and we ask everybody to always spread the message of love, hope, and understand it, and always remember, at the end of the day, The Streets definitely don't love you back. So me and my wife, Lucinda, we send our love out to everybody around the globe, and we thank everyone who works with us, and we also want to thank our members inside the prison walls who work with us to educate our youths and others behind the walls. And like I always say, we're in 150 prisons across the country, men and women, and we love what they do to educate behind the walls. So we send much love to our soldiers behind the walls and out here in the street as well. So we want to just say God bless, stay up, encourage someone to do better, not worse, and always remember, like we said, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We out. peace and love. Anything you'd like to say, G.I., before we depart?
Yeah, I'd like to say one thing, too. I don't know if you're familiar with that. They came out with the Wrongful Convictions record in 2013. They reached a record for exonerations. You know, like I know the Innocence Project, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and different people, different movements out there has really been vocal in getting people free, getting people that's been, you know, wrongfully convicted, you know, and it's like, they said something like it's like 143 people that the DNA has taken off of death row, bro. I mean, it's like, that's 143 people that was convicted on death row, and they got exonerated. Something wrong with this political prison system, man. And, you know, people like yourselves and organizations like yourselves, the Innocent Projects and other projects that are out there helping people get free and getting their vindication of what's going on. I just want to say thank you and for people that's out there that's helping the movement and bringing awareness to these type of cases. It's a blessing, you know.
Always a blessing. We appreciate you, man. So we just want to say, hey, one love, and always remember, like we say, man, the streets will love you back. Educate someone else, you know what I mean, to a better tomorrow. And peace and love. We're going to go to these few commercials, and then we're going to check out for the night. One love.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. All out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's all out of control, my people. Let's all out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. No way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be.
ball out of control anywhere you need to be. But ball out of control for real, ball out of control and do the best for things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. All out of control, I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.